RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, 11:30 on a snowy Friday in Richmond, Virginia. Kevin O'Connell, fun fact for you. We mentioned his ties earlier to the Washington franchise. He was with the team as the quarterback's coach under Jay Gruden. He is not part of the Rising Stars group. He is not part of the McVay, LaFleur, Shanahan coaching circle that gets talked about on TV so much. He's not in that picture. But if we talk about people who came through here and became really good, he's in that club. And you remember watching him that training camp. Everybody's like, that guy's going to be good. He came from the Niners where he was in charge of special projects. By the way, they've got a guy on their staff right now who fits that criteria. His name's Jesse Madden. His grandpa is John Madden, or was John Madden, of course, very famous football name from the video game guy, obviously. he did some other things as well, like Thanksgiving. He put a turkey, and he stuffed it with a duck, and he stuffed the duck with a chicken. Bam! Turducken. Thanksgiving tradition. That's John Madden. His grandson, Jesse, is on the Washington staff right now as a special assistant, which is just a term for breaking into the league. You don't have a real job. I was told that he's going to start working more intensely with the quarterbacks now that Tevita Pritchard is out. He took the Stanford head coaching job. Andrew Luck recruited him back. Small circle. Remember, we could probably pull the tape. Remember a couple months ago when I said that Andrew Luck was at the Commanders game? And I didn't understand. I don't get it. And everybody shouted me out. Like, all the people, like, AY, but, like, JP and all them were like, well, yeah, he played at UVA yesterday. And I was like, that doesn't make sense at all. Stanford did play at UVA the day before. That doesn't make sense as to why Andrew Luck, general manager of Stanford football, would come up and watch a random Commanders-Raiders game. It didn't make any sense. Well, no, he was here in the area. Like, what was James Franklin at the Old Dominion game? I just wanted to have a beer. Yeah, and we'll see who your offensive coordinator is in a couple weeks, right? Some things just don't add up, and you know they don't add up. And this one didn't add up at all. But I didn't know what it was. I knew he knew Tevita, but I wasn't like, he probably coming up to dap up his boy. Like, yeah, that's what FaceTime's for. That's what FaceTime calls do. But there you go, head coach. That's what he was doing. He was asking DQ's permission to steal his guy, probably, and starting to lay the groundwork for that. He'll be the new coach of Stanford. Jesse Madden will be working more intensely with the quarterbacks. He's not going to get the title, though. David Blau will get the title, quarterbacks coach. Of course, in any system where you have a strong offensive coordinator or coach, they are the quarterbacks coach. Cliff Kingsbury is the number one voice in Marcus Mariota's ear, in Jane Daniels' ear, on a day-to-day basis, regardless of anything else you might hear along the way. That's the way football works. But Jesse Mann, on the staff, name to watch, maybe mentioning him in a few years. He's apparently, and you know, everybody's going to hype up everybody, apparently super smart, was at Michigan, didn't really play, but absorbed a lot of football there. Everybody speaks very highly of him. We'll watch him climb the ladder. That was Kevin O'Connell. He was a special assistant at San Francisco. Jay Gruden brings him in, rises to offensive coordinator before Sean McVay calls and is like, don't slum it there with the Redskins. Come be my offensive coordinator. Did won a Super Bowl, so that was pretty good for them. And then Vikings head coach since 2022. I don't think he's going anywhere, no matter how bad the season gets. This started with, I was going to offer you a fun fact. His dad is an FBI agent, former FBI agent. I don't know. Maybe that's what they want you to believe. That's your Kevin O'Connell fun fact. Don't mess with him. He's got a good football team. They're 4-8. You look at the games they've lost. Really only one bad loss, and that's to Atlanta in week two. A lot of good losses on that board. NFC North teams, of course, are very good this year. Vikings just can't hang. That's okay. He'll bounce back. If they lose this week, I think they go into tank mode. I think they embrace the tank. I think they lean into that. If they win this week, I think you can make a good case this is like the Cowboys last year. Disappointing season, hardly a failure, though. The failure is J.J. McCarthy's not your franchise quarterback. I expect to see him this week. I think we've got enough evidence at this point that he's not a franchise quarterback. Now, he's a good candidate to be a guy who gets revived, Minnesota style, somewhere else. It's tougher to get the benefit of the doubt as a Minnesota quarterback, right? When Cam Ward becomes a free agent in 2 years, I'm going to be like, yo, somebody needs to sign him. He needs to get to Minnesota and do the Minnesota rehab plan. There's a freaking ton of talent there. He's a really talented kid. Is that going to happen with, J.J. McCarthy? I don't know. Because he's in the Minnesota system. It's so quarterback friendly. Everybody's run that to such big numbers. That was Kirk Cousins' last big season. Turned Sam Darnold back into an NFL star. Daniel Jones loved it. Probably could have been the starter there this year if he wanted to. That may have changed things. In terms of what this season would have been for the Vikings. I don't think either team's throwing in the towel ahead of this week. I think for the Vikings, they really want to get win with McCarthy. They really want him to have that strong finish to the season. We'll get the official injury reports. AWOD will pass those along during AWOD Radio, which comes up noon to 3. But there is that lingering thing for the Vikings fans that the Commanders fans don't have of, should we bottom out here? Should we tank this thing? I think the quarterback's the most important thing in the NFL by such a large margin. If you don't have one, you need one. Now, we've seen Kevin O'Connell rescue guys off of the trash heap and turn it into. I would rather give him the luxury of picking his guy, even in a bad class. Go scout it out, give him that luxury. For the Commanders, you want a pass rusher. There's going to be some good pass rushers. Draft position's not irrelevant, but it's not as important. You're going to be able to get a guy you like whenever you pick. The most important thing is your quarterback, is getting Jayden Daniels back, getting him on a roll. We'll find out if Jayden Daniels is going to play. I don't think Jayden Daniels is going to play. I think that's the way we're trending here. We'll get the official word from Dan Quinn here on the 12 o'clock hour. I think it will be another week of Marcus Mariota, which is a bummer because this would have been a really good week, I think, for Jayden to test himself. Good defense. Solid Vikings defense that has played very well. It did well. Don't let that 26-0 score against Seattle confuse you. They did well. Seattle's defense scored all those points for the Seahawks. That was a very limited offensive effort. I think it's a chance for Jayden to test himself. I think Marcus will be ready to rise to the occasion. I think he'll be ready to test himself. I think we got a fun one. And as you heard, I'm going to pick the Commanders to win. If you missed NFL picks, grab the podcast. If you're on the podcast, you'll be hearing NFL picks because that is what we do to wrap up the week. Hopefully everybody's staying warm, ready for a great weekend. It's ACC title game weekend. We're going to put a Virginia team in the college football playoffs. Is it going to be UVA? All they have to do is beat Duke. Is it going to be JMU? All they have to do is root for the Dukes. Duke against UVA. JMU's got to handle its business. That's tonight. They're 24.5 point favorites against Troy. I don't think any amount of running up the score is going to change the rankings unless there are major, unless it's majorly bad football in the other game in the American. I think the winner of Tulane North Texas is going to walk away with the group of five spot. But if Duke wins, JMU's going to get a spot too. And that's pretty wild. So we'll put a Virginia team in. We'll put a bow on this show. We'll be back Monday, of course. Hopefully we'll get all this snow plowed by then. We'll figure it out. It'd be the Mike, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Your home for VCU basketball, taking on Samford. Friday night lights at the Siegel Center. Not your home for college football. You're going to need to slide down the dial for UVA Duke. UVA plan to make the college football playoff. That will be on 1140 WRVA, our sister station, as all UVA games are. Is this an exciting weekend for college football fans? I don't know. There's some good games. There's unquestionably some good games. There's some really good games that don't mean a darn thing. One thing's for sure, we're going to go ahead and pick them. Troy James Madison. I don't love this draw. Would much rather be playing Southern Miss, a good team that would have been a competitive game. One more chance for JMU to lift its resume in the eyes of the College Football Playoff Committee. Let me just say this. When you're 22.5 point favorites, the only thing you can do is disappoint. You win by 23, great. You win by 30, great. You win by 50, great. Doesn't matter. You were big favorites. I hate that. For the Dukes, I love for the Dukes that they're going to get to celebrate a Sun Belt title in front of their fans. That part's going to be a lot of fun. Pulling for the Dukes to make it happen. Not pulling for Duke. Staying neutral on that one. We'll let the chips fall where they may after that. Duke's 23.5 point favorites. I think they run up the score. I think that's the move. I don't think it does anything for you. Ultimately, you're going to need some help to make it into the college football playoff, but that helps available. North Texas Tulane. Tulane coach says he's bouncing for Florida. Will that impact the title game in the American Conference? North Texas coming in as 2.5 point favorites, chance to handle their business. I think this would be a competitive football game. I think the coach leaving factor is a touch overrated. I think Tulane pulls out the victory here. I'll take them with the points. You've also got a little Mountain West action. UNLV, Boise State. Hang with me for a second, kids. The winner of this game is not dead yet. It's like in the last day of the NFL season when they put it on the board. All right, if the Redskins win and the Eagles lose and the Broncos tie and the Steelers go to 3 overtime, that's what's going on here. The winner of this game would need Duke to beat UVA and Troy to beat JMU. Troy to beat JMU, exceptionally unlikely. It could happen. So you're saying there's a chance. I'm saying there's a chance. I never know what to make of UNLV. Seems like they're perpetually in crisis and also perpetually winning football games. I know Boise State's a brand, though.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
We'll ride with the brand dropping 4.5 in that one. On to the conference title games on Saturday. It's BYU Texas Tech out of the gate. Texas Tech 12.5-point favorites. I am curious how they play this, how the conference plays this, how the conspiracy nuts play this. Texas Tech is the 4 seed right now. If they win, they'll get a bye in the college football playoffs. That's pretty cool. If they lose, they're still in the college football playoff. That's pretty cool. And BYU's in the college football playoffs. Two teams from the Big 12, that's kind of a big deal. Brett Yormark knows that. He's going to be watching sitting gladiator style up in Jerry's booth there at Jerry World, giving the thumbs down side. Big 12 would love for BYU to win this game. I don't think the committee would hate BYU winning this game either. It would give them the chance to kick out both Miami and Notre Dame, not have to deal with what's become the number one dispute here among college football fans late in the season. All that said, I've said this a lot this season, I'll say it again. Texas Tech is not a traditional Big 12 team. They're very, very good. They got Texas-level resources. I put them on par with the Longhorns and the Aggies. I really do. I think they're that good of a football team. Are they 12.5 points better than a feisty BYU squad that's going to be playing for their coach that just got some crumble cookie money? I don't know. That's a lot of points to give, but I do like Texas Tech to win this football game. 4 o'clock in the solo spotlight. You know it's the SEC title game. This one, I think, has juice to it, and I appreciate that. Alabama, if they lose, there are going to be a lot of people yelling for them to be excluded from the college football playoff. I know that because I am one of the people that's going to be yelling for them to be excluded from the college football playoff. Georgia, Kirby Smart, he's in. He's got a bye. No matter what happens here, even Bama wins, Georgia's still sitting pretty. They got a bye in the college football playoff. But he's got that Bama thing. He's never really been able to tame the tide. Is this a moment to make a statement for the South, right? We're coming off a signing day. Is this a chance to make a statement going into portal time? We're the best team in the SEC. We're the best team in the region. We do not entertain competitors. I think they'll be playing to win here, although I do think if it gets dicey or physical or is tight late, I think there's the chance he takes his foot off the gas and says, hey, we got bigger goals here. We shoot for natties at Georgia. Give me Georgia laying the 2.5, but keeping an eye on that one. I think that's a fair spread. I think that's a fun football game. Duke UVA, line sliding a touch. UVA is now 4-point favorites instead of 3.5-point favorites. Move in that direction. Chandler Morris, outstanding player. Lost Cam Robinson. Bounced right back against Virginia Tech. That defense was stout. Crushed Duke in North Carolina recently. I ask one last time for the week, why is this a 4-point spread? All indications are that UVA should crush these guys. Cover your ears, hold your nose, Wahoo fans. Don't listen. When the line's fishy, they're trying to tell you something. Give me Duke and the 4 in this one. Late night, Indiana, Ohio State. I hate this. It's number 1 against number 2. We should be fired up for football involving the 2 best teams in the entire freaking country. Instead, they both got their byes locked down. It doesn't matter who wins. Indiana wins because they care, because they never have the chance to win a Big Ten title. Ohio State doesn't care. They're cooking natties. They got Michigan. That was the win Ryan Day needed. He's turned his attention to what's next. Give me Indiana in that one. NFL football coming at you on Sunday. We'll start right here, 10 a.m. pregame, 1 o'clock kick, Commanders and the Vikings. If the Commanders play like they did on Sunday, they will win this football game. They're 2-point underdogs in this football game. So I'm picking the Commanders. I believe in DQ keeping his guys motivated. I said this a couple weeks ago. When we talk about DQ's future, nobody's talking about firing him midseason. The guys still play for him. The guys still love him. We are talking about whether or not he's the right coach. Now, his performance as defensive coordinator, I think, has helped his case immensely. Another great opportunity to do that against a Vikings team that allowed so many points to that Seattle defense last week. An embarrassing showing for them. They'll be looking to bounce back. J.J. McCarthy, last chance you this weekend, man. If he struggles down the stretch, he's not going to be the Vikings starter next year. I still like the Commanders in this one. How about Steelers-Ravens on the other screen? Classic matchup. Aaron Rodgers is hurt. Aaron Rodgers needs to sit his butt on the bench, heal it for the good of the football team. It's not toughness if you're causing your team to lose. I yelled this about Carson Wentz earlier this year. Carson Wentz, he's so tough. He's playing through so much stuff. He stinks. He's bad. Aaron Rodgers is bad at football right now. He needs to sit on the bench, needs to get it all sorted out before he comes back in. He's not helping anybody, including himself. Ravens roll in this one. Lay the 6. It's a rivalry game. You never know. Bengals-Bills. Bills 5.5-point favorites at home. Am I ready to take the Bengals? No. Thursday night football is weird. We say that every week. I'm not putting a ton of stock into the Thursday night win. Two of their 4 wins are on Thursday night football. I'm not ready to say they're a good team yet. But I'm watching. I'm keeping one eye on the small screen here. Bengals-Bills. This is a gotta have it for the Bills. You can't lose a game like this and credibly say you're Super Bowl contenders. I think they rise to the occasion. You lay the 5.5. There's some tough lines in the NFL this week, though. 425, Bears-Packers, first in a sequence of big, big, big XXL NFC North games, as the Lions, of course, are lurking behind them as well. Bears, 6.5-point underdogs. That one feels fishy. I don't think that's fishy. I think everybody's still sleeping on the Chicago Bears. They're a good football team. Ben Johnson's a good football coach. Ride with the Bears. Take your points. Even if it's close, you might win. Texans-Chiefs, elimination game. I thought both these teams were already eliminated. Why are we calling it an elimination game? I guess to get us to watch it on Sunday Night Football. Chiefs are 3-point favorites over the Texans at home. I think the Chiefs handle their business I thought the Chiefs had handled their business last week, though. I thought the Chiefs were coming back at some point 4 or 5 weeks ago, though. There comes a point where you have to say, you're out of time. I think both these teams are out of time. I don't think it matters who wins this game. I don't think they're making the playoffs, but ride with the Chiefs in what will be billed as an elimination game. Very good Monday Night Football this week. Eagles and the Chargers in L.A. Eagles 3-point favorites. I love watching this Chargers team. Justin Herbert's got as good a chance as he's ever going to have. He has zero offensive line help. Somebody do something for that guy. He's questionable to play this week. I hope he doesn't play this week, because whoever plays quarterback for the Chargers is going to get destroyed by that Eagles defense. Lay the points, ride with the Eagles. The defense, not the offense. I'm calling like a 14-7 win in this one. I'm also calling that we got more MP on the mic coming for you. Right after this, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic! 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, reliving the best moments of the week. Animal news all week long. Drunk raccoon, cat flooding the cat cafe. Can't make this stuff up, folks. We were also talking about a ton of other stuff, including Michael Jordan. I had some strong thoughts about Michael Jordan earlier this week. And because is my show, I'm going to share those strong thoughts with you right now. I love Michael Jordan. I'm of the Michael Jordan era. I remember not just Wizards MJ, peak MJ. He was a global phenomenon. It's still a global phenomenon. I think if you were to play the name an athlete game with like somebody who's not a sports fan, in America, he is still the very first name people are going to say. If you go up to somebody who doesn't follow sports, you go down to VCU, tap one of the art students, say, hey, name an athlete. I think they're going Michael Jordan, number one, most of them. You're going to get maybe some LeBron James.
Sure.
Sure. Maybe some Tom Brady.
Sure.
Tiger Woods, maybe. If they're old enough.
That feels like a stretch.
Probably not with the kids. He's the number one in the name an athlete game, and he hadn't played in forever. He did The Last Dance, which he produced, and it was all about how great he was. And it bothered me a little, which I said at the time, but it didn't bother me a ton because, one, it was really well done. Two, the timing couldn't have been better. It was during COVID, where Michael Jordan was ready to fill the content gap for us. We were all just watching TV and talking about it on Twitter. Great timing for him. And we got to see some unseen video from back in the day and reminisce, and it was cool. So Michael Jordan's back. He's doing halftimes on NBC now. And I had mistakenly thought perhaps we would get Michael Jordan's thoughts on basketball. It's an exciting time in basketball. The Oklahoma City Thunder, their average age is like 14, and they're winning championships. Chris Paul got sent home in the middle of the night on a bus trip. Like, there is a lot to talk about in basketball. LeBron, you could ask Michael, dude, you hung around a long time with the Wizards. We're watching LeBron hang around too long now. What's that like? I would love to know what that's like. There's like five people on the planet that can tell you what that's like. Brett Favre's one of them, too. Brett Favre isn't doing interviews, unless he's using his one phone call to do it. You got options. Instead, this has turned into a everybody remember how awesome I am every single week. And, all right, play last night's, Monday night's, whenever it was. He was on NBC. Here's what he said.
Now it's like it's a prerequisite. You know, everybody has to have a logo. Everybody has to have a...
You know why, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm part of the reason why everybody tries to get a logo, but
brand, right?
A brand,
right? Brand Jordan.
But the thing is that brand established based on what I did on the basketball court. You know, I didn't put the brand before I put the work. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I put the work first, and then the brand evolved based on the work.
Right.
A lot of times it's different. You see it in every sport, not just basketball, football, baseball. Everybody's walking around with a logo and a hat, and I get it. But whatever I did here is never going to affect what I do on the basketball court.
But do you think that's harder now for guys, and there's social media and all this stuff, so they got to cut through the clutter here a bit, right?
Yeah, that's true. I like to think that if I was playing today,
right,
I like to think that no matter what, my game is going to validate whatever I try to participate in off away from the game. It's really tough for the kids today, and most of them do a great job of navigating what you are talking about. That's, as long as you understand that this is always going to be what you remembered for. Basketball and your love for basketball should always be pure. We would play this game, I've always said this, we would play this game for free. We did. And now we just so happen to get paid for it. Generationally, you know, I like to think that most of the time that people will remember Michael Jordan based on what he did on the basketball court and not always the commercials that he did.
I love Michael Jordan. I'm over this. I'm over the MJ agenda of the NBC halftime show. They had Spike Lee on before the game. I thought that was a nice touch. It was Knicks Pacers. Spike Lee was all like, I'm okay with reminiscing. I'm okay with nostalgia. You saw my Spotify Wrapped. I'm very okay with nostalgia. I'm not okay with this. Okay? Can we just fact check this for half a second? I would have played for free. One, you didn't play for free. Two, the second your teammates started getting paid at fair market value, the team fell apart because you were holding the whole thing together on subpar deals. Three, I did stuff before I got my brand. That is demonstrably false. There's a movie about it. There's a whole movie about it. There's a whole movie where he is getting courted right out of North Carolina. And he didn't do nothing at North Carolina. I get that. But he did nothing in the NBA. At the time of the Nike deal, he was still a full zero in the NBA. At the time of that deal, I did stuff before they gave me a brand. No, you didn't. You're good enough. You're Michael Jordan. You don't need to come on TV every week and talk about how great you are and how there will never be another you. We know that.
Yeah, we're aware.
We're very aware.
Fully saturated.
I could tolerate Last Dance. I am calling it's over on this. I can't do this anymore. Well, the other day, my friend challenged me to make a free throw, and I did because I couldn't let the kids down. Yeah. So I swished it.
For $10.
I can't do it anymore. I love Michael Jordan. I love reminiscing with Michael. Ask him a question about the NBA now, and not, isn't it ridiculous that guys have logos? Sure. Is it ridiculous that every college player has a stylized version of their initials as their logo? Sure. Yes, it is. And also, if you're Wimby, you should have a shoe deal. You're a global brand and a phenomenon and a number one pick, and you're really fun to watch, and you're in San Antonio, America. Like, people ain't coming to you. You got to go to them. I don't begrudge anybody their chance to make a buy. That's what we do. You can't count on much, right? Being counted on Paramount Plus. See how we did that? We don't read that anymore. That was a freebie. We'll send them a bill, see if they pay it. Send Tony Romo the bill. Tell him we did a bonus Paramount Plus reader around here. We run that by legal too, because also earlier this week, I teased our legal department. It's Friday Fun Show, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, where we relive our favorite moments from the week. That's when we can say our words correctly. Here we are antagonizing the legal department. This in from our legal department, Odyssey Legal. They work hard. We love them, mainly because in the event I ever get fired, they'll determine how much money I receive. So you'll never hear me say anything bad about them. Lest you think that's a hypothetical situation. Just know it's happened to your boy before. It's a thing that's happened to your boy before. And in that instance, your years of being nice to the legal team, I'm not saying it did everything for me, but I'm saying it did something for me.
Didn't hurt you, probably.
It probably didn't hurt me in that moment. They send these reminders. So news and marketing, which is a weird distinction because it's kind of all one show, but we do both in this show. We do the news, and when we do the news, we can say within FCC rules literally whatever we want. That's the news. Marketing is when we promote things. We give away VCU basketball tickets to every home game on these shows, us and AWOT. The only reason I can tell you that is because we have a business relationship with VCU basketball. We don't have a business relationship with, say, the Detroit Lions. So if I bought a Detroit Lions ticket on StubHub, not only could I not give it away on the radio, I couldn't even say, you know, like, we're pumping up the Detroit Lions today by giving away tickets. That would get me fired. It would be over. They send out the reminders. I think everybody knows March Madness is a copyrighted term, right? You always hear people kind of do plays on that. And the big game, of course, is the one that's played at the end of the year to determine the champion of the big football league,
uh-huh.
Right? When you have to promote, you buy a TV for the big game.
Right.
But I can say in February, the Super Bowl will be played. Now we're doing news, right? So now I could say, because it's the Super Bowl, and we're doing news about the Super Bowl. College football has trademarked, this is news, Hazel, college football has trademarked the term college football playoff. You cannot use the term college football playoff in promotional materials because it's a copyrighted term. Only if you were reporting on news will JMU make the college football playoff. We can say that.
Allowed.
We cannot promote our coverage of the postseason event in, you know, the amateur football where there's 12 teams and they'll play their way to one that will eventually be the best of those 12 that play it.
Yeah, called legal.
We're clear? I think we're clear. They've also copyrighted the term playoff semifinals. They've also copyrighted the term national championship.
Why? Why?
Now, how did they even get away with that?
That's insane.
They're not the only sport that runs an event called a national championship.
I would argue there's so many, actually.
Also, Taste of the Championship. That's out as well. I guess that must be an event they do around the championship. So you will not get a taste of the championship on the Odyssey Networks because we are compliant. I got to get out of here before I say anything else. We got lots more show for you. We're going to have some fun UVA football. Reminder, that's tomorrow night, 11:40 WRVA kickoff at 8 p.m. Tony Elliott knows his way around the ACC title game. His team does not. We'll break it all down for you. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now right, Friday Fun Show right here on The Fan. Relive some of our favorite moments from the week. AWOT and I mostly spent the entire week debating about the Lane Kiffin situation. I think there is no way. I said this on Monday's show, very loudly and very forcefully. It would be insane for Ole Miss to have allowed Lane Kiffin to continue to stay in the building and continue to coach. He's doing signing day at LSU. You can't let LSU's coach do LSU signing day while also wearing an Ole Miss hat. We disagreed about it a lot, including on this appearance of Crosstalk on Wednesday. Let's rewind and play it for you right now on The Fan. As you know, Adam, I cannot get enough of the Lane Kiffin story. So good.
I talked about this yesterday on my show. I'm very much team Lane Kiffin in this.
You think he should be allowed to coach his team?
Yeah, I think because the players voted, from what we heard, it just came down to, like, somebody in the Ole Miss front office needs to be humbled because they think that they are LSU. They think they are Alabama. And so they're basically saying, we're going to look back from at this and say, no, we were in the right in this situation when you don't have the national championship, where you could have had Lane Kiffin coach now, maybe win a national championship, and then things would look a lot different.
I'm super intrigued by this take because you and I fundamentally agree on the rules of engagement here. If you have a lesser job and you get hired to a better job, you should be allowed to finish your work at the lesser job and then be congratulated on your promotion. Bob Chesney should be allowed to finish the season with JMU.
Well, that's the other thing.
And be congratulated on the UCLA job.
Bob Chesney and Lane Kiffin need to be used over and over again in the same sentence. There's no difference.
Right. In the NFL, an offensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, gets hired to the Cardinals job. He finishes his job with the Eagles. He is congratulated on the promotion.
We don't beat the Detroit Lions if Ben Johnson wasn't already looking at Chicago. I feel very good about that. He was not ready for that game.
Yeah.
Because Joe Witt called the best game he's ever called.
Cliff had a heck of it. Cliff had a heck of a game that week, too.
Yeah, but we were in Jared Goff's face.
Lane Kiffin and Bob Chesney, same situation. No. I don't see how you can possibly get. You're contending that the people of Ole Miss need to recognize that they're not as good as LSU and let their coach leave for LSU whenever he wants to.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Because it's a promotion. That's insane.
I'm saying that Bob Chesney's doing the exact same thing to JMU.
No, Bob Chesney.
But JMU's allowing him because JMU is in the right here, Ole Miss is in the wrong. They're allowing him to finish what he started.
Because he's getting a promotion that they can't compete with.
Hold on. You're telling me that Ole Miss can compete with the LSU job?
Ole Miss offered him the same salary, the same NIL, the same package.
He said, screw you guys, that's a better job I can win.
Yeah, because everybody in America agrees it's a better job. Are you the one that's disagreeing?
I don't think the people of Ole Miss agree.
No, but Michael Phillips
of
Kansas City.
I disagree. Ole Miss is a top-tier SEC school, and he's leaving for a rival school. If you let him coach the team, and I get that the players voted, if you let him coach the team for a month, he's going to be in that locker room all month long, going to every player, hey, bud, next year.
No. I just don't agree. I think every day in that month, he would be preparing to win a national championship.
He'd be doing no work assembling his LSU roster in this crucial transfer portal window time.
He'd be working on trying to win a national championship.
He would be working on building his LSU roster for next year.
That's what Bob Chesney's probably working on right now.
But he's getting a promotion. Lane Kiffin's not getting a promotion. He's leaving for a rival school.
That is crazy take, Michael. How many Heisman Trophy winners in the last 4 years does LSU have?
If a VCU basketball coach left for Dayton, how would you feel about it?
That is not an upgrade. That is not a comparison at all. Ole Miss,
Dayton spends
LSU.
More. Dayton wins more.
Dude, LSU in like the history of college football is among the elites of the elites, the greatest of the greats. Alabama and LSU are in the same sentence in football. Ole Miss is not. They're not even close in that conversation.
But they aspire. If a UVA coach left for Virginia Tech, it would be an upgrade. They would be doing better, right? Virginia Tech's an easier job to win.
If UVA coach left for Clemson, that's an upgrade.
And UVA would tell him, get out the door. You're going in conference. You can't steal our roster. We got to rally with the people who want to be
here. No. I think UVA would say, hey, this is a once-in-a-life. Tony Elliott could leave.
If Dabo...
Tony Elliott could take a Florida job, and UVA would still want him to coach the playoffs because this is their opportunity.
This scenario is plausible. If Dabo gets fired tomorrow, Tony Elliott would be on the short list. If he goes and he says, I'm taking that job before Saturday's game, would you let him coach Saturday's game?
Yes,
you are so
this
wrong.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You are so wrong! good times in studio. It's Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio. We do crosstalk every day as the two shows merge. It'll be on noon to 3 today. Get you ready for a sports weekend. That college football playoff weekend here, or conference title game weekend, not playoff weekend, title game weekend, has really, really lost a lot of juice. There's been... You know, there are consequential games. UVA is the most consequential game on the board. I think the Big 12 game is of consequence in that for one team, it's a win and in. For one team, it's a win and get the bye. I think if Texas Tech wins, they get the bye. I think if BYU wins, they get in. Texas Tech would still be in, but not with the bye. So that's a consequential game. UVA-Duke, very consequential game. UVA playing for that college football playoff spot. I think if Duke wins, they don't get nothing. I think they're guaranteed a spot in one of what was formerly known as the New Year's 6 Day bowl games. I think they still get to participate in one of those as the ACC champ, which would be insane. So that's not nothing for Duke. But does the SEC game have juice? I mean, I'm in the South, it does, because it's the South. Is Georgia and Alabama like? Anytime there's football, they're going to be playing for bragging rights. I think they're both comfortably in. I wish Bama weren't in. I think if Bama loses, they deserve to be out. They may be playing for something. Big Ten title game, which should be the best game of the day, is actually the worst game of the day because both teams are playing for nothing. It's a Big Ten title. I was going to come back. It's a Big Ten title. It's not nothing. But I think both teams understand this season will be defined by bigger prizes. I think it means more for Indiana, just because they don't get here very often. Like a Big Ten title is a legit like throw a parade thing in Bloomington. A Big Ten football a basketball title will be a throw a parade thing now as well, the way they're playing. But to get a Big Ten football title, I think it would just be an incredible monument to what Kurt Cinetti has built there in a couple of years. And a JMU playoff appearance would be an incredible tribute to what Bob Chesney was able to do here in 2 years at JMU. Of course, he'll be off to UCLA to be their coach. If JMU doesn't make the playoff, Chesney's not hanging out for the bowl game. If JMU does make the playoff, he will stay through the end of the playoff run, is the word out of JMU. And by the way, that is a completely different situation than Lane Kiffin. AWOT's not here right now, so I can say that. He'll be at Capitol Ale House later. He'll get you ready for the weekend's games. You'll hear UVA Duke on 1140 WRVA. And we'll be back on a Friday fun show right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
What's up, Richmond? MP
In the snow, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Friday morning in snowy Richmond, Virginia. How much will we get? Nobody knows. Probably less than they say on TV, though. Excited to spend the next 2 hours with you. We'll take you up to noon, take you up to AWOD Radio. He will be at River City Roll on Fridays. He rolls as we get you ready for a major sports weekend. One that I think will bring about the end of the Washington Commanders losing streak. I don't say that lightly. I certainly know what goes into these things. It's there's a lot of uncertainty in this football game. If they play like they did last week, though, I really like their chances. It's the Commanders and the Vikings. You'll hear at 1 o'clock Sunday right here on your home for the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You talk about underachieving teams. You certainly got to talk about the Vikings, who overachieved the last couple of years with a motley crew of quarterbacks. And you'll rewind. J.J. McCarthy was the rookie who was drafted last year. He gets injured early. Sam Darnold comes in, of course, has his great season. It was Daniel Jones came in late in the year, though. And you remember that Kevin O'Connell, the coach of the Vikings, very much wanted him to be the starter this year while McCarthy grew into the role. Jones also got an offer from the Colts to be the starter. And he thought about it and he said, I think I've got a better chance at being the starter in Indianapolis. And actually, my understanding of that conversation, what he said was, your system's so good, I don't see any way J.J. McCarthy misses. Whereas, look at Indy, Anthony Richardson was already on the rocks then. I think I've got a smoother path to being a starter. I want to be a starter in the NFL. Now, he was right in one regard. He won the starting job in Indy pretty quickly. They hadn't seen a professional quarterback come through the door in a while. He's doing great there. They are not a guaranteed playoff team anymore, though. We'll get to that here in a bit. But they've certainly had a phenomenal season, played the Chiefs close a couple weeks ago. Houston nipping at their heels, and Jacksonville nipping at their heels. It's a surprisingly competitive division, but Daniel Jones has gotten the things he wanted. He's a starting quarterback in the NFL, and I don't see anything at this point that would lead me to believe he won't be a starting quarterback in the NFL next year. He was wrong, though, about J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, who had the very dramatic win in the first game. He's a winner, folks, but he's faded since then. I think the J.J. McCarthy stock's at a bit of an all-time low here going into this week's game. I think right now you'd say they probably need to bottom out, and they need to find a way to draft a new quarterback and start this again. Or do the Kevin O'Connell magic. Find the next veteran who bounces around, bring him in, and rehab him. You remember at one point they were kicking the tires on Aaron Rodgers. I think they're probably glad that didn't happen. Both of them are dangerous games to play in the NFL. You take a veteran, there's that danger, right, that he's too old, he's over the hill, he can't do it anymore. You take a young guy, you just don't know if he's got it or not. And J.J. McCarthy, you do the homework, draft the guy, feel good about him in the system. It hasn't panned out that way in Minnesota. We'll get injury reports and probabilities and probables and possibles and questionables. All that will come during AWOD's show. But J.J. McCarthy expected to return this Sunday, probably this Sunday. We'll keep an eye on Jaden Daniels, but the optimism is trending the other direction on Jaden. So it's probably going to be Marcus Mariota against J.J. McCarthy on Sunday. Of course, that very much still up in the air. That very much in flux as we talk to you right now. With McCarthy, I think this is an opportunity for the Commanders' defense. I think this is an opportunity for them to build on a very solid showing last week, a very solid showing at times in Miami against Miami and Madrid. Put together a few solid games in a row. The returns are getting increasingly positive with Dan Quinn as the defensive coordinator. DQ was calling the plays for the last two games. I think they've been better the last two games. He said earlier this week, he kind of reflect on that. He say, it doesn't energize him. He said, it's taxing. It adds to his workload during the week. But he could see himself doing it into next year. And I could see him doing it in next year. Because after a disappointing year in the NFL, the next year is always a prove-it year. It's very hard to have two disappointing seasons back-to-back and keep your job in the NFL. Now, I think the Cliff Kingsbury noise has died down enough that they'll be able to run it back. My fear was Cliff was going to leave, and I'm not sure you're going to let DQ pick a new offensive coordinator to be with Jaden Daniels. That appears to be by the wayside, at least for now, where you have your offensive coordinator, you have that continuity. I think you need that continuity on offense, especially with Jaden coming off a year where he struggled. But I think they'll have that continuity. I think they'll run it back next year with their current coaching staff, and that includes Dan Quinn in that defensive coordinator role. I think that's where we'll see him calling the plays, calling the shots on defense. I think he's got a chance to really get after J.J. McCarthy this weekend, rattle him. And in the draft this year, this coming year, he's going to get to take a defensive player. There's no offensive position outside a tight end where you'd say this is a monster knee. And if these guys are picking 8, 9, 10 in the draft, which I think is probably the range you would expect them to right now, I don't think there's going to be a tight end there that's so compelling that you give another first-round pick to the offense. I think you're probably going to get a great pass rusher coming in. This week, you're dealing with the guys you got. You're counting on your inside to be stout, as they were against Denver. I'll say this. One thing that really impressed me in the Broncos game was their ability to contain the outside rush. They've been good against the inside rush all season long, but when the Broncos were trying to bounce it out, they were stout. They had speed. They got to the edges there as well. Made everybody look a little better when you weren't seeing running backs get to the outside, break off 15, 20-yard runs. 4 or 5 yard runs, those are going to happen. It's football. They get paid too. But on the other side, it was really, really good to see that on the outside, them shutting those down. Commanders-Vikings, I think the offense is rolling. I think Cliff's got a nice mix of running and then throwing it. You saw Zach Ertz have a very nice game. Late season surge for him. I think the more Terry plays, the better it is for Zach Ertz. Noah Brown potentially on track to return. I think it's fair to expect a competitive game out of the Commanders here, and I think it's fair to be disappointed if they lose this one. Now, I will say this. The Vikings are in a super tough division. That is a factor here for sure. So I'm not going to tell you like this is – you're not playing the Jets this week. You're playing a 4-8 team that's lost to some really good football teams. They've lost to the Eagles. They've lost to the Bears. They've lost to the Packers. And then that whatever that was against the Seahawks last week. Ravens with Lamar, right? They lost to the Falcons in week 2. That's probably a bad one. And they lost to the Steelers in Dublin in that 24-21 game. Other than that, a lot of excusable losses there. They beat the Lions, keep in mind. They beat the Bears in that Monday night opener. This is not a bad football team. When I pick the win, I'm not doing so callously. This is a really good football team, and I need everybody to hear that the Vikings are very, very talented, have a great coach. Of course, we've got those ties. Kevin O'Connell is not part of that famous 2013 Redskins coaches staff picture. He actually came in a year later than that. He was a full Jay Gruden guy. He was not part of the Shanahan, McVay, LaFleur circles. He was actually still playing as late as 2012. He of course was Tom Brady's backup in New England for a minute. You didn't see him because Tom Brady played all of his games, but he was here. He was sharp. We knew he was a rising star at the time, much like McVay, and he's proven to be an outstanding NFL coach. He's out there sweating it out at the Bonsecours Training Center out in the heat, and now he's got it made in Minnesota. Great stadium out there in Minnesota, great atmosphere every week. They're going to be hungry for a win. This is also a team, I think whichever team loses this week is going to have to start talking about tanking in a more serious way. For the Vikings to get a quarterback, I think it's probably more serious if the Commanders beat the Vikings on Sunday. The Vikings are going to have a serious time. We need a franchise quarterback. I think everybody knows they've got their coach. I don't think he's on any sort of hot seat. I think tanking becomes a very real discussion if the Vikings lose this one. I also think the Vikings could win this one. I'm not picking them to, but I think they could. And then we got tough discussions in Washington. I'm really hoping Jaden Daniels is back this week. If he's not, that complicates things because you need Jaden to play to get better as a quarterback. But also, anytime Jaden Daniels plays, you need to play to win. Obviously, you need to put all your weapons around him and you need to coach to win. No such thing as a tank with Jaden Daniels. Now, I would argue Sunday night's game is as close as you can get to the perfect tank, unintentionally, obviously. But you show the fight, you play really good football against a great team, you take them to overtime, you're one play away from beating them, you don't get that play. Reminds me of the Dolphins going for two in the Bill Callahan debut game down in Miami. Completely forgettable game. Dolphins were in the tank then, and then almost accidentally won it with Ryan Fitzpatrick in the last minute, which would have been an insane turn of events there. For the Washington, like your interim coach, you almost would have had to fire the interim coach, which does not happen often. I think Oregon State did that this year. I think Oregon State fired their interim coach. You don't see a lot of that in sports. All right, it's Friday. It's snowy. Thank you for joining us. We'll keep you warm for the next couple hours. You know the format on the Friday Fun Show. We revisit some of the great moments of the week. We'll also get you ready for everything going on this weekend. 1140 WRVA, a place to be Saturday night. UVA Duke in the ACC title game. We'll break that down as we roll through today's show. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.